Danger.
Okay, what did you just think of? Anyone think of this guy? Danger, Will Robinson. All right, you remember that. Good job with the memory. But then there's Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Remember what that's from? We just said it, right? So it's the Palm Sunday, the thing that the people said as Jesus rode into town. Jesus got on a donkey colt and rode into Jerusalem in front of a crowd of cheering people. They called him blessed. They called him the King of Israel. See, Jesus had a dangerous sense of humor as it related to Jerusalem. He made a mockery of the powers that be. See, Pilate and the Roman soldiers would be marching into town on the other side of town. People would gather. They'd be riding war horses, not the people, but Pilate and the soldiers. The people would be required to shout something exactly the same. Like, the people would shout as Pilate and the soldiers came in, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." The warriors were marching into town as warriors to keep the peace. That's kind of the Pax Romana. We keep peace because you're afraid to do anything that's not peaceful. You're afraid to have an uprising because we will get you if you don't stay peaceful. Jesus rode a small donkey, this little colt, instead of a war horse. He marched into town. Maybe it was more of a slow saunter. I mean, it's donkeys don't have the high step thing, right? Now, you have a donkey at home, but you don't ride it. But can you imagine if someone was riding the donkey, it would just sort of like prance maybe a little bit. Might do a slow saunter. It depends on how much, you know, work it's trying to do or not trying to do. But so Jesus did not really march into town. And it's probable that he marched into town on the opposite end. So Pilate and the soldiers and the war horses were coming in on this side, and the people were cheering, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And then on the other side of town, I think that it's called the Fool's Gate. So it's appropriate on April Fool's Day that Jesus would come in there. And he was coming in not as the king of war to keep the peace. He was coming in as the king of peace to bring real peace. The words of the people, that they said, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." It was mocking the Roman soldiers. Now, some of them might have been saying it because they thought that's what you do. You must cheer this cheer when the people come into town. When they didn't see it was Jesus on a donkey. Or maybe they were the rebels. They were the ones that said, "You know what? Let's do this." Maybe they won't even notice, but nobody's watching us right here. Let's be rebels. Here comes Jesus into town mocking the powers that be. Maybe they shouted louder because they were thrilled to be part of a rebellion. Maybe they thought that Jesus was going to set things right. A lot of people did think that Jesus, this peaceful warrior who wasn't really a warrior, was coming in to fix things, to take over, because that's what the scriptures had prophesied, that someone was going to come in and take over. It didn't work that way, but maybe that's why they were cheering, "Here he comes! Here he comes! This is the one!" And maybe when they saw him, like, "This is it! This is Jesus! He's going to take over!" And then they saw him on the donkey, they're like, really quickly, not sure. Maybe the crowd noises died down quickly, I don't know. Some people were probably just there cheering because everyone else was cheering. It's fun to go to a parade, right? Jesus really did turn the whole power system upside down, not just on Palm Sunday, but especially on Palm Sunday, because Jesus isn't about taking power. He never was, he never is, and he never will be. He wasn't about taking power. He's about good news to the poor. Remember, he didn't do it in this episode, but earlier in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus opened up the scroll and he said, he's about good news to the poor. Jesus is about freedom for the prisoners. Jesus is about sight for the blind. Jesus is about the release of the oppressed. Jesus is about proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor. See, Jesus isn't about war. He isn't about power. Jesus is about love, and Jesus is about justice. That's the way it has been. Even when we reinterpret scriptures and try to understand from the world standpoint of when Jesus was here and now, and sometimes, you know, we think that things are a little bit different, but Jesus being about love and justice has never, never, never changed. Incidentally, a little side note, this morning's Bible reading about Palm Sunday is the only account in the four Gospels where palms are mentioned. And the others, they take their cloaks and they put them down on the road. There is a mention of branches, I think, in Matthew, but this is the only place where palms are mentioned. But I think that we got it right because Cloak Sunday just doesn't seem to have the right ring. Can you imagine if everybody, you know, brought it, bring an extra cloak and throw it on the ground on this Sunday, and we'd sing Ride On in Majesty, and there would be cloaks on the ground. It wouldn't have the same picture ability either, would it? So we have palms, and they're mentioned in the Gospel of John. I'm really glad that palms got remembered in the story, even if the early Gospels didn't remember them. So remembering is important. Today we're remembering the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. He got the attention of the powers that be. He really did. If his idea was not to, he failed miserably. But I don't think that he failed miserably. I think that his idea was to get the attention of the powers that be. I know that the disciples didn't really understand what was going on yet. They would have plenty of chances to get it along the way. They'd had plenty of chances to get it throughout their time with Jesus, and usually they didn't get it at first. And in this case, John is written far after the events of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. See, it wouldn't be until after everything that they had experienced that they would have a clue about what really happened. So, here's what had to happen before they would start to really get it. This is Holy Week in a nutshell. Jesus, after riding into town, lamented that Jerusalem didn't know him when he arrived. And then when he got to the temple, he got angry that it was like a den of thieves, and he flipped over a bunch of tables. And then after making the religious leaders good and mad so that they'd plot against him, Jesus began to talk and to teach. And the religious leaders would question him, and Jesus would tell parables. And then there were more questions that would come, some of them angry questions, some of them designed to trip Jesus up. And Jesus kept talking and preaching. He condemned hypocrisy, and he warned of tough times ahead. He didn't praise power. He spoke harshly about those who abused power. He spoke compassionately for the poor and for the outcast. And then Judas plotted to betray Jesus. Some people say it's because he was a horrible person. I think, though, that maybe it's that Jesus didn't like the whole King of Peace thing. He was one of those people that when Jesus was coming into town saying, he's going to take over, he's going to do it the way that I think he's supposed to do it. So he forced Jesus to show his warrior self, and it didn't work out that way. The disciples gathered to celebrate Passover with Jesus, the Last Supper, and during the meal Jesus instituted with them what we still celebrate in Holy Communion. Then Judas left. And then Jesus told Peter that Peter would deny him 3 times before the morning, and Peter swore he wouldn't do it. He did. Then Jesus went to the garden to pray. He prayed that maybe he didn't have to go through what was coming. The waiting disciples fell fast asleep. Then Judas came to the garden with the religious leaders and the temple guards, and Judas kissed Jesus. And the guards arrested Jesus. And Peter tried to defend Jesus, even cut off the ear of one of the guards. And then Jesus fixed the ear. I love that part in the Bible. That, you know, you will not take him. Whoosh, ear gone. Jesus is like, oh, come on. Puts it back on. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's Buddy Jesus from the movie Dogma. You know, like, I fixed the ear. Then Jesus, they took him to the home of the high priest. And Peter followed, but when confronted by the people nearby as one of Jesus' followers, he denied it. 3 times he denied it, just like Jesus said. The chief priests and the scribes interrogated Jesus, and they beat him. Pilate interrogated Jesus, saw no reason to hold him, but sent him to Herod at the insistence of the religious leaders. Then Herod and his soldiers interrogated and mocked Jesus. And then they sent him back to Pilate. And Pilate still saw no reason to further hold Jesus. He tried to release him. And instead, the crowd demanded they release Barabbas, a murderer and an insurrectionist. Then they made Simon of Cyrene in Africa carry Jesus' cross. And then Jesus lamented over Jerusalem again. They don't even know me. Jesus was crucified with two thieves. The crowd mocked Jesus on the cross. One of the thieves was angry and wanted Jesus to save them. And the other asked Jesus to remember him. And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." It got dark at noon, and the curtain in the temple was torn in two. And Jesus cried out, and he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And then he died. And that's the things that would have to happen before the disciples would begin to get it. And even after that, they didn't. But that's the rest, the next part of the story. That's not an end of the story, because Jesus' resurrection is not an end. But this is kind of where things end for this week. And we've got a lot of celebrating to do. So I wonder, what will we experience in the upcoming Holy Week? What will we remember from all of these events? I wonder how we'll begin to get it in ways that we haven't gotten it before. And not get it in complete ways. I don't think we're ever going to completely get it. But how will we begin and get it a little bit more? How will we continue to be clueless too? What will be the things that stick in our minds this upcoming Holy Week? What will we remember just as they remembered? Let us pray. Oh God, thank you for this Holy Week. Help us through the experiences of this morning's worship service, of the worship services this week, and then next Sunday celebrating Easter. Help us to remember all that Jesus stood for and stands for, all that Jesus' life, death, and resurrection makes possible, all of Jesus' love for the whole world. Amen.